tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
Yes.
What day is it?
Winning Wednesday.
Winning Wednesday. Oh, you just right on it, boy. This boy, you're right on it. What day is it? Winning Wednesday. I'm going to win. Now, you have to say it. Say it to receive it. Say it to see it, okay? Yesterday, we said, you are to say what God is saying, and you will see what God is doing. Mm-hmm. You'll see it. Jeremiah, he says to Jeremiah, you will say what I tell you, what mm-hmm. I command you, okay? Mm-hmm. In verse 7, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. I teach that. Mm-hmm. I speak as I am commanded. Right. As I am commanded. Ezekiel says, I speak to those bones because I was commanded. And he saw them come together. He saw life in them. So you got to say what God is saying. Someone said, I ain't seen anything. Well, you need to start to... And seeing the power of God or the work of God, then say what God is saying, and you will see what God is doing.
So we're in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7 through 10. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Then it transitions from say to see in verse 10.
See. Yeah.
I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. So when we start to say what God said, then we will start to see.
Yeah.
What God said.
Yeah. Then you see it. Mm. So if you're not seeing it, you're not saying it.
And then the negative impact is also true.
Yeah.
When we're speaking negative, we're seeing
negative.
The negative effect.
Right.
When we are speaking all of the ailments in our body all day, then we are seeing our health decline,
yeah,
and our ability to do things. We begin to restrain ourselves from doing things because we are saying that we can't. We're saying that we don't have the energy, we don't have this, that, and then we're seeing the results of that in our life. So we must speak positively. We must align our words with what the Bible says. There was a raising of the dead in the Bible by the prophet Elisha, and it said that he had to put his eyes, he aligned his eyes with the eyes of the boy, he aligned his mouth with the mouth of the boy, he aligned his hands with the hands of the boy, and the boy sneezed 7 times and he came back to life. So we must see the way God sees, we must align our eyes to his eyes, we must say what God says, align our mouth to his mouth, and do what God tells us to do what he does, align our hands to his hands. So we must come in total alignment, and we come in total alignment, then there is no shadow cast. We can clearly see. Anything that's in total alignment with the sun will not cast a shadow. So we must be in total alignment, submitting up under God, and then we will be able to move freely and reign our position in the earth.
So for this year, which is the year of advancement, you must declare that I will live the advancing life. We declare on the 31st night, 2021, that as we transition into 2022, it will be the year of the advancing life. It's a year of advancement. Now, why? Because God says that. So I say what God is saying, and in the first 3 months of the year, I'm seeing what God says. Because once you start to say what God says, then you will do what God says. Listen, Jeremiah, I will do what I am what? Commanded. Let us quit doing our thing and do what God says.
But think of the progression. Say you are going to school to become a CNA. Okay, let's use that as an example. So before you go to school, you're not a CNA yet. You go, you do the coursework, you meet the requirements. Now you have your certification that says that you're a CNA. So now when you go to a job to apply, what do you tell them? I'm a CNA. And then you begin to operate in the office of a CNA. And you begin to do the work of a CNA. And then you reap the benefit. Obviously you're getting your paycheck and you're helping people. So it goes through a progression. You can't say that you're a CNA if you haven't done the coursework in order to go through the process to learn everything that you need to do. So once you say, I'm going to be a CNA, you do what it takes to be a CNA, and then you're presented to the world as a CNA, a qualified CNA, and you're going out and you're doing. So you said it, you did what you had to do in order to obtain it, go through the process, and then now you're operating in the office of the CNA. So when we say it, right, because you can't just say it. You say it, and then it's established. Light shines on the way to be able to obtain it. We got to get it because we have to find, follow, finish. So the person could say, oh, I found my destiny. I want to be a CNA. Well, if you never follow through with the coursework, if you never follow through with the training, you're not going to finish it. You could be on the find all day, just find. Yeah, I want to be a CNA. But you have to get now through the course. You have to follow the course, meet the requirements, and then you present yourself, you finish as a CNA, and then you operate in that office. So when we're saying it, then that's the location. But then we have to navigate, we have to follow the course in order to finish, to fully obtain it in the visible realm.
Now, Diane, go to 2 Timothy to back up what we are teaching all week. In 2 Timothy chapter, Paul talking to young Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. 2 Timothy, hear the instruction. Yeah.
But you, be watchful in all things. Endure affliction.
Yeah.
Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry.
How is he going to fulfill his ministry?
Be watchful in all things.
Yeah.
Endure afflictions.
And do the work of
an evangelist.
You got to do the work.
Fulfill your ministry.
You can't say, I'm an evangelist and never do the work of an evangelist. Mm-hmm. That scripture was supported your statement that if you say you are a nurse, then you must fulfill the work of a nurse. Mm-hmm. If you say you're a teacher, you must what? Fulfill the work of a teacher. Mm-hmm. Do the work of a teacher. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Do it. When you do it, you will what? See it. Mm-hmm. All right.
Find, follow, finish. The course is measured, it's marked, and it is mapped. So when you say, when you have that unction of something that you are to become, something that you are to do, then we must follow the course, what is measured, marked, and mapped in order to finish. Because the people are disappointed because they just say and they don't do. That's where the disappointment comes. There's things that we must do in order to fully fulfill and to come in to finish the thing. Our salvation is secure through Christ Jesus. So we're not working to obtain our salvation. But in order to be effective in the earth realm, there's work that we must do. It says over and over in the Bible that the people, that they did these things, why? Because they had a mind to work. So our mind first, we locate in the invisible, it operates the plan when we're sitting down to write down the vision. It comes through the mind, our intellect. It comes through the spirit, but it comes through the intellect, our mind. Because we doing things off of emotion are temporary.
Yes, you're gonna give up. You're
I'm happy at 9 o'clock. I'm mad at 9:10. Yeah. Things if operating through our emotions is temporary. We must operate through our intellect. Submit our mind unto God. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, which was the mind that had the ability to plan, the mind that had the ability to project past the current affliction, the current circumstance. Jesus had that mind to be able to see past the crucifixion into the resurrection, into the ascension, into the release of the Holy Spirit. He had that mind to be able to do it. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, what did he say? Oh God, if there's another way, let this cup pass from me. Oh God, if there's another way, let this cup pass from me. Because why? He didn't feel like it. But once he went into the intellect of his mind and he was able to see that without this, the scriptures cannot be fulfilled. Without the crucifixion, there will not be a resurrection. Without the crucifixion, there will not be an ascension. Without the crucifixion, there will not be a release of the Holy Spirit. Once he began to see the scriptures and he knew it renewed his strength, and he was able to go to the disciples and say, let's ride. It's time for me to go. It's time for me to go through the be crucified. It's time for me to be apprehended. It's time for me to face my accusers. Why? Because he began to see something different, and it wasn't through his emotions. It was through his intellect. It was creating that picture in his mind of what's after this affliction, what's after this measure, the mark that is after this measure, because it's already mapped.
In Nehemiah, Nehemiah gave us a good example of what you're saying, supporting thought, because what we say every day on this radio program has to be backed up by the Word of God, or else it's just empty word. When Nehemiah was commissioned by God to build back the wall of Jerusalem, he was commissioned then to go to Jerusalem to build back the wall. He got a clear picture of what he was supposed to do. And he set his hand. The Bible says they set their hand to what? The good work. And they build the wall back because the people, what? Have what kind of mind? A mind to work. They put their hand to do the good work. The wall was built because the people had a mind to work. So do you have a mind to live the advancing life? Do you have the mind to advance this year in all things, in all hearing? This is a question. This year is my year of advancement. I will advance in these hearing.
In Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 18, he says, and I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this great work.
So it was an empty word. We will pick up tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira.